Greetings, everyone. This is a Sound Health Option Show, Direction for Truth Show, with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening. I feel like this is a show put together with Band-Aids. We can't use one of the phones. It sounds like it has bubbles on it. You'll understand that in a minute. Richard is on another phone over here, way away from the microphone. We're not sure what's happening here. For those of you with us on WebEx, I need to unmute all of this here, and I did not. For those of you with us on WebEx, you have got here circuitously. One person has finally got in. What has happened today is we have been hacked continuously all day long on our websites, on our phones, on any and everything that could happen today has. And it may be, I'll turn this mic around until Richard can talk. It may be the subject matter that we're going to talk about this evening, because it is a topic that all of us need to pay attention to. This is Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to talk about liars this evening. Liars in our government, liars in our families, liars in other countries, and we're going to give you the software so that you can decide who is lying or who isn't. About 3 or 4 months ago, somebody, and we really didn't get to the bottom of who it was, got in contact with me and wanted to purchase our, nano voice, and wanted me to teach them how to tell who's lying and who isn't, and they claimed to be from the government. Now, they did not want to pay me anything for this information and told me if I didn't give it up to them that they were going to take it. And I just told him, you know, frack that. I didn't want anything to do with it because they wanted to keep it. What is the word that means for only them?
They wanted to have rights, exclusive rights.
Exclusive, yes. They wanted me to sign over exclusive rights. And we've been doing this for a very long time. We did Jerry Sandusky and were able to tell that he was guilty and what word showed he was guilty. We knew that Biden wasn't going to run. We were able to show that Chris Christie wasn't involved in Bridgegate. And on and on and on, all of these things. And in a moment, we'll tell you the rest of the story, because right now my computer is being overrun by this stuff that I have to get rid of. Like I said, we're from the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, and I hope some of you have gotten to our Sound Health Options website so that you can get in and watch the show. And you can see how our computer has been hacked. Less than 2 hours ago, the entire flyer was up there with all the links. And what you're seeing now is just a hodgepodge of stuff thrown on top of everything else so nobody can get to the tabs or the links. We've got an IT person here working furiously to try to get this undone and get some good links up. But we are simultaneously broadcasting. I'm so scrambled here. With Richard over there in California, Blog Talk Radio, so you can listen to the show. He's sweltering there in 110 degrees. It was so hot there on Sunday that they actually browned out. What do you call it? Browned out?
Well, we were having rolling brownouts. In that instance, we actually blew a transformer in the neighborhood. I live in the older part of town, and we blew a transformer. So that means that all the power in this particular region, I don't know how many blocks, but multiple blocks, was out because they blew a transformer. So, yeah, it was gnarly. old wires driving too much electricity causes bad result.
So is that, you have an announcement too that I think is horrid, but it needs to be exposed, and then we'll tell you the real story, and we're going to try to teach you. Vanildi, I'm going to mute your mic. Thank you for trying very, very hard to get in here. You know, it's a miracle that anybody got in to listen to this show. And you'll find out why in a minute. And it bumps right up against what Richard is going to talk to you about. So go ahead.
Can you play that? Can you play that link in WebEx?
Oh, let's see. It's 2 minutes.
It's only a minute and a half. This one. Yeah, that's perfect.
Inside an emergency room, the cries of a nurse handcuffed, captured by hospital and police cameras.
Then walk.
The video that may have been edited shows University of Utah Hospital nurse Alex Wubbles being confronted by two Salt Lake City police officers in July.
My heart was pounding and I had red flags. My flags were already waving for minutes.
Wubbles says Detective Jeff Payne demanded a blood sample from a truck driver severely burned and unconscious after a fiery crash caused by another car fleeing police.
This is something that you guys agree to with this hospital.
Wubbles objects, citing the hospital's policy that blood can't be taken without consent from the patient, a ward, or a patient that is under arrest. That's when Detective Payne reacts.
We're done, sir.
He's chasing her and grabbing her and throwing her out the door.
And handcuffing her.
Payne says she was interfering with the investigation and that his commanding officer told him to make an arrest. Today, the Salt Lake City Police Chief says he apologized to Wubbles and that Detective Payne has been placed on paid administrative leave.
I want to be very clear. We take this very seriously.
Wubbles was detained for about 20 minutes before being released.
They're officers of the peace, and this was by no means a peaceful process when it very much so could have been.
A shocking arrest sparking outrage that Nurse Wubbles hopes leads to a positive change in the ER. Steve Patterson, NBC News.
Hey, NBC News fans, thanks for checking out our YouTube channel. Subscribe.
Okay, that's it. You can stop that now.
Click on any of the videos over here to watch them.
If it'll stop.
That's
so my... It's disgusting. B, well, I'll back up. Part of the reason that I find it's disgusting is because sometime recently, I showed that we're in the military, Trump land or whoever's in charge of this part now has reversed the law or the bill saying that the police don't get military weaponry. Now, Trump's office has said, oh no, police get military weaponry. So that means what happened at DAPL, the pipeline protest where the officers are showing up in military tanks, armed tanks for a peaceful protest, wearing full military.
Hello. I think we have lost Richard. He's talking about military weapons that were going to be given to policemen or not. And there was no weapons drawn in this nurse thing. So he's bringing together two different things. But, Richard, if you're listening, we have totally lost you. There is absolutely no microphone. We expected something like this because of what we are going to be announcing. On August 11th, and I'll go ahead and talk until Richard comes back. On August 11th, we were approached and asked to do an evaluation for Kim Jong-un, the guy in Korea. Now, this is August 11th. This is over 2 weeks ago. And we did it, and it came out today. It was due out on Saturday. I don't know why the delay, but it came out today in the Inquirer, showing that we were working with the FBI, and, well, showing that the office was working with the FBI, the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology. And I asked them why they did not include our name, my name, because I'm the one that did the evaluation, and they said, we were trying to protect you. Well, if they were trying to protect us, it looks like they would have left out our name altogether, but they did put it in there, and they did show that there's very similar vocal prints to Muammar Gaddafi, and that's what is going on with Kim Jong-un. Now, this at the same time, there were reporters stating that, this is Newt Gingrich, and he was stating that this guy is rational, that he'll do what he's told, that he knows better than to go up against the U.S. And there's Dave Pompeo, the CIA person, saying, yes, we've got this in hand, blah, 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 blah. And this article directly contradicts that, saying this guy is irrational. And I'm going to try to bring it up here in a second. It is on our site under soundhealthoptions.com that has been repeatedly crashed. Okay, 2 days ago, after they finally got it around their heads that this guy was irrational and we were right, they came back and asked me again, how can we get around this guy? And so I went back in and looked at his vocal print again, and that's what you're seeing here. This is a nano voice. Now, all of you can download this from our site. Wait, I should hold on a minute. The site's been busted. What you download is not right, so give us a day because somebody crashed that too. Okay, Richard is telling me I have no audio at Blog Talk Radio. Well, I don't know why. That's hang up on. Richard, give me a hint. Is it sounding like we're underwater here? Because this is a totally different line than we were on before when this was happening. I am determined to get this to work. Okay, I'm going to call in on another line. Back up now. And there's beeping on the line here. Richard, are you trying to give me information? We are going to get this out. And if you guys will send it out to all of your lists, we'll make sure everything is back. Thank you, Jillian. Okay, we're looking at Kim Jong-un's vocal print, and you can see there's only two and a half columns here on the nano voice that you'll be able to download by tomorrow, I hope. And I went back to look at it and looked at all of the conclusions and then an addendum that I did last night. And the addendum reads, 2 weeks ago, when we published this evaluation, national advisors were saying that Kim Jong-un was rational and would back down, that he was responding to negotiations. 2 weeks have proven just the opposite as Kim Jong continues to threaten and posture and fling his bombs around. Richard, if you've written me something, I saw it flash by. Okay. I revisited his vocal print for weaknesses and possible negotiation tactics. Results are, Kim Jong-un has a sharp mind for spotting deception even when there is none. Therefore, he is likely prepared for military-like attacks tenfold over. two, any offer must satisfy his own personal ego first, then protections for his perceived followers. He saves face that way. Three, he must be promised something bigger and better than he has now before he will relent or otherwise detour. Four, threats, military-type actions won't work. His people know that if they don't fight to the death, he will kill them. Five, he believes his destiny is protected. Six, but is also very greedy, and that will be his downfall. Seven, promise him something he can't resist, then he will move out of the way. Much like promoting someone that can't do the job but has in seniority, only to wait for an opportunity to fire them from a new position where they're unprotected. Now, you can go into our site, and this has been bombed a couple of times today, this entire article. Is this the government because we are telling the truth? Is this some kind of competitor, and there's been two or three come up recently, that really don't want us to be known for doing this and giving out the truth? But it gets worse, people. Absolutely gut-wrenching. I just can't even describe how awful this is. And this is about Trump. This is a piece written by Ralph Fusitola from information that I sent him. He said he didn't vote for Trump, but he certainly wants the swamp drained, that he is a staunch libertarian. But I sent him information about Kim Jong's voice and said there is a distortion, that I have looked at exactly the same piece of information, Trump talking about Afghanistan, where he says, I want to take my own opinion for it, and then goes ahead and talks about Afghanistan. In two of the pieces, Trump's voice has been manipulated to only reveal two different tones. Now, that's the same thing that was going on with Kim Jong-un, and we said in this vocal print that having only two notes was a sign of somebody who's demented, somebody who has Alzheimer's, somebody who is only out for themselves and aren't giving you the real information. You're looking at Kim Jong-un here. And then turning around and looking at Trump with only two notes, actually two different octaves of one note. And then if you look at the same piece of information from another station, and I don't remember which ones we use, then you see a normal vocal print. In this case, an intellectual one for doing something for the people. Now, okay, so somebody looked at what we have done before when we have talked about liars and people who are mentally disturbed, and we bioacoustically stated that people with these few notes and people who are hiding aren't really being truthful. But it got worse over the weekend. I'm going to point you backwards to something that we did a couple of years ago with Robin Williams. 2 years before Robin Williams killed himself, we did his vocal print. And we knew that he had Lewy proteins, and Lewy proteins are much like Alzheimer's and dementia. And we couldn't get anybody to pay attention to that, even though there's millions of people who have dementia, and you can't see dementia, you only see symptoms. You can't see dementia until an autopsy. So the day after Robin Williams killed himself, and this article is on our website also, and there is a search bar. When Robin Williams killed himself, I was on a radio show the next day. And they said, oh, it's too bad he was depressed and blah, blah, blah. I said, I don't think it was depression. I think it was Lewy proteins. He was losing his grip on reality, and that's what he couldn't take. And they just sort of laughed at me and, you know, tolerated what I was saying. And they didn't believe it. And the next day, his wife announced that he had Parkinson's disease. Lewy proteins is part of Parkinson's. When they did the autopsy in November, this was in August, yes, sure enough, he did have these amyloids, these Lewy proteins. And then in March, I think of 2016, they announced that, yes, he had Lewy protein dementia. And we had seen it years before his death. Now, along comes another distortion of Donald Trump. And this is, I think that's Robin Williams again, in comparison. And here's Donald Trump, made to look the same. Now, if it isn't bad enough that our president may have dementia, okay, hold that thought. But when I went back and looked at his vocal print from other stations, this dementia wasn't here. So somebody has distorted his vocal print. It wasn't in his vocal print a month ago. Lewy proteins take years to develop. Somebody is distorting Trump's voice. And I think in an attempt to try to move him out of office based on mental derangement. Now, if that wasn't bad enough, I'm going to take this very personally. Now, we couldn't get anywhere when we tried to say Robin Williams has dementia. Nobody had print the article. We couldn't get anywhere. Nobody would listen. We wrote to the Alzheimer's place doing research, and all they wanted was money. But somebody is taking our research and using it to distort people's voices. I find this to be an incredible problem. Who is it? I don't know. Somebody with lots and lots of money. These are some of the things I had to put in the article. And then I'm going to tell you the worst of it. That maybe the microphones were crossed over other lines. Maybe there was a bleed over. Maybe he's ingesting something that's toxic. I am just very reluctant to tell you that in Trump's voice is a lot of medications for high cholesterol, way overdosed, bioacoustically speaking, I should say, and things for blood thinners, way overdosed, that can kill you. Who's in on this? Who's giving him medications? What's really happening here? Not only is it maddening, since last Friday, of us being busted and blasted and wrecked and whatever you call it, where they break into everything that you do, and computers gone down, and we come in here and everything about Kim Jong-un is missing from the computers. And I had to redo it 2 and 3 times and do it on a computer that nobody really knew was mine before we could get this out. There is something very, very large going after me, going after what we're representing, going after Trump, and I am absolutely convinced that I'm going to get this to the public before it can be shut down. So if you have any of the downloads for NanoVoice, get it to anybody you know. This is our freedom. It's the freedom of bioacoustics. It's the freedom of our president. There was, I can't say there is. There was videos about how to use this. I'm going to have to hide them with different names, and I'll try to get the names to you as to what they are. We're trying to get on and change them just as fast as possible. This you're looking at here is Trump's voice. I don't remember when, a few months ago. And you can see one spike up, and that's gluten. I already looked it up. He has a high intolerance to gluten. But I don't think that could cause these Lewy proteins within a few months. And when you ask some of these people who say Trump's demented, and you say, tell me something he said that is demented about, they can't give you anything that is a demented something. Now, I don't like what he's doing to the alien children after they've been identified, and then he's raping them over the coals, or they say Simmons or Sessions says he's going to. But I looked at Trump's voice about that. He's not really going to do it. It is a ploy. It's a carrot. It's I don't know what the word is. He's going to hold it over somebody until they give him what he wants. So I don't know what that is yet. I'll continue to work on it. Now, here is another piece. Ralph Husatola and Life Freedom has been hit. Sherry Tenbenny, a bargaining chip. Thank you, Steve. That's exactly how he's going to be using it, as a bargaining chip. A lot of you are posting things that are being very supportive, but it gets worse, people. 2 weeks ago, we were on Wix and Constant Contact because we wanted to have a backup. Constant Contact got in touch with us and said, well, they suspended us. And in one day said there was 20,000 of you who had resigned from receiving our information. Now, one, I just don't think that could happen in any way, shape, or form. It happened to Ralph Husatola. They took 40,000 people off of their mailing list, and they took so many off of Sherry Tenpenny's that she was totally stymied for a week and a half. Now, we were stymied for almost 2 weeks, and you guys got nothing. On a Friday, these people suspended us again, only this time it was Wix. So not only Constant Contact suspended us, Wix has suspended us. And on Wix, we only had about 5,000 people who had signed up, and this is a self-sign-up. We didn't put any of them on there. And Wix said today that 10,000 people had unsubscribed to us over the weekend. We didn't have 10,000 people on the list. So now we're stymied and we cannot get you anything to give you the link to be at this show. So we put it up just on our own website. And what happened to our website? We get on it, and there's links to old shows that won't take you anywhere. It takes you to a Gardasil show that was done weeks ago. Now I'm going to hit F5 because the IT person, Jolene, that stayed to help get this back in order, let's see if she's got it back up. She said she did. Yes. Now, this was here less than 2 hours ago, and somebody took it down because we announced that we were going to tell the truth about Kim Jong-un and Trump being poisoned or toxined or whatever word you want to say. We think you guys have the right to the truth. That's why I turned down this threat from the government. At first they offered me money, and then it wasn't enough money to make me sell anything, especially not to sell out the people so that only the government could use this computer program against you. It became very maddening when they tried to, thank you, Marcy, that was a good way to put it, very maddening that they have bombarded us from every angle possible. If you can help us, I'll put it on my Facebook. They may jerk down my Facebook. But the only thing that we're allowed to do now is say, we're doing a radio show and here's the link. Wix nor Constant Contact will take anything from us except one or two lines. And they still are costing us. When they knocked us down 2 weeks ago, they wanted $140 extra. Then we paid that. So then they wanted $40 extra for every time we sent out anything. They are just nickel and diming us to death. We can't get information out to anybody about our classes, and we have one coming up at the end of this week. If any of you will help us get this out, and this is a free class that we are giving people the ability to look at muscles and to look at nutrition and to be part of our online portal for free and to put together a bioacoustic community in their area so that you guys can have access to this predictive medicine. I think part of this may be that we talked about our epinephrine pen that we want to make available to everyone so they're not being gouged by the pharmaceutical company. And if it's a pharmaceutical company, they have billions of dollars to fight me with. And it's going to depend upon the small circle that can get to us and send out that information to other people. Because we are being stymied and stuck on every turn. Do you have any comment, Richard?
No. It's bad. You know, as I said to you backstage before the show, I've heard other hacking going on, not in this realm, but in other, you know, arenas of technology or other people's sites. So this seems to be certainly ramping up. I don't know if some code on the dark web has been released that allows people to penetrate more readily. I can't tell. But there sure is a lot of hacking going on.
Well, we have some special people in here putting extra security on everything that we have, and they're getting through that. I'm going to see if this will even link, if it will take us where we need to go. Yes, it looks like that link took us to Blog Talk. It looks like it's working at least temporarily. Now, we don't know how long it'll work. So if any of you will volunteer to help send out these pieces of information, please get in touch with me. I'll put this in the chat. It's just my name, Sherry Edwards. @gmail.com. It seems to me, from what Richard is saying about the pipeline, about the guns, about this nurse being manhandled, and here's two great big goons on each side of her wrestling her out the door. And I don't even know if didn't we have somebody on the show once that said, just go limp?
Yes, the guy that was the former police officer in Florida, then became a detective, and then became an FBI agent, and then eventually became an attorney. I was thinking it's about time to have him back. I can't think of his name right now, though.
How not to be arrested, wasn't that his?
I think that's right. Dale something, maybe.
Because it is getting absolutely to the point of a police state. We have put ads on Craigslist. We've put them on local sales things, but you have to put stuff on Craigslist, You can only put it on your surrounding area, and now they're making you give an address. So I thought I would share with you some of the things to look for, and unless you guys have comments that you want to make, of what you should look for when you download this information. And if you have something that you want to say, Dale Carson, yeah, whoever put that in. Oh, Richard did. Okay. How to arrest-proof yourself. You know, and the trick questions they ask you, do you know you were speeding? And if you say yes, you've given up all your rights, and they have the right to look in your car, because you just admitted to a crime. So never admit to anything, because it's a trick question. Okay, for those of you who are with us, this is one of the, with us a lot, this is one of the things that we have shown several times. Yeah, you have to give an Ohio address, an Ohio zip code. So if we want to make arrangements to do this in New Mexico, then we have to have an address there and a zip code. Yes, we really do need an office backup, and some people have been helping us mirroring our website, so we're looking at that. It's public knowledge, right? So it's okay. Yes, it's public knowledge. It's in the Inquirer. Go out and get one, the Kim Jong one. Now, not the added one they asked me to do. And it's very clear in there that we're working with the FBI. Do I want to be working with the FBI? No. And I really didn't know that was what was going on. I just thought they were confirming things, but they let it out of the bag that it's the FBI. There used to be a product called Web Again. Wow, I will try that out, Steve. Thank you. Very nice comments and suggestions in the chat here. I will certainly check that out. And I need to talk to you more about the mirrored backup system too, Richard, because I didn't know about that. So what you are looking at is the computer program that you can download. This is called the NanoVoice, and it is free, except you must give us your email address. Make one up. We don't care. So that we can send you back your registration. We put this out originally with no registration, and somebody got in touch with me, and you would recognize her name immediately if I told you it was, and she said, you need to change the first page of this saying it's free, because if you're dumb enough to give it away, I'm smart enough to sell it, and I demand that you change that first page saying it's free. So people were taking this, downloading it, and selling it. So we put a registration code on it. But the manual is free. We have to know where to send it. The videos are free. You know, and we got some nasty letters from people saying, how dare you say this is free? It's not free at all. I have to give you my email address. Well, make up a fake one. It's just there so that somebody else can't take this and use it against us. So what you're looking at is 12 notes across the bottom, a blue screen. There's demographics to the left. C, C sharp, D, D sharp, E, F. Right across the line, horizontally. And then vertically, one, two, three, six different octaves. The first octave, which we call -3, that's the gut level, strong belief in everybody should, everything should be done for the most people concerned. Like Haas on Bonanza, any of you are that old. The minus two, that's the male. That's the controlling octave. Minus one, that's the female giving octave. Zero is naivete, the young child octave. The next octave up, plus one, that's the fantasy octave. You say it, but it's not really true. You just hope it's true. And then the plus two, that's the God octave. That's where a lot of people live that are mentally unstable. So we are looking at the bioacoustic information for Jerry Sandusky. He was the Penn State coach who was having sex with the 9-year-old boys, and they arrested him. I guess it had been going on for years. His people got in touch with us and wanted to know if he was guilty, and sure enough, you can tell that he's guilty, but he doesn't think he's guilty. How can I tell that? The bottom row, the one that says very stable, sturdy, gut-level integrity, is almost full. Then you jump up to the male octave. There's only three notes filled in, and there's sort of two empty octaves. When you see that big gap in someone's vocal print, they are either dissociative, by definitions I've read, or multiple personalities. And I'm not a doctor. I can't really say that's the diagnosis. I can just say what was on the minds of other people that we've done like this. We've done a lot of people who are dissociative personalities and multiple personalities. And remember, that's where we come from in the beginning, that we've discovered through the 25, 30 years we've been here that people with similar traumas and poisons and diseases have similar, if not identical, vocal anomalies. It means that the math in their voice produces a lot of sour notes. And people who are truthful with you will show all of these octaves filled in. And we did a show not too long ago about two commercials about these people selling coins and how betraying their voice was for what they were trying to do. So you look at Jerry Sandusky and you see the note of D in fantasy level, that's his highest note, 252. And D means supporting others. If you had a high note of D down in these lower octaves, you'd be somebody training other people or helper to other people. But he has a 1 at gut level, then a 19 at control level, and that's normally 42, and then 252 in fantasy level. And the word that caused him, every time he said the word horseplay, that fantasy level of D just really skyrocketed. You could tell that he thought sexual intercourse was with your wife to have children, and having anal sex with these young boys was in some way helping them. And he really believes that. Well, I can't say he really believes it. He's talked himself into believing it. If he really believed it, there would be connections between all of these octaves and notes. And I'm going to bring up Barbara Lowe Fisher because she's one of the most honest people I have ever. Barbara. Why isn't that? Here it is. It's L-O-E. When you look at her vocal print and she's talking about the laws that could possibly damage your children and that you need to look at the facts first, when you look at her vocal print, look how extremely full it is. And we know that the blue that you see here means emotional. The green is for a purpose, for a future purpose. Yellow. Did you say something, Richard?
Sorry, that was supposed to be off mic. I was just wowed at the amount of color that she has in her voice. That's amazing.
It is amazing because she's full. She's expressing everything. Her intellect is one of the lowest for an emotional purpose. And you look at Kim Jong-un's, I'll bring it up if we can. Most of his is green for a purpose, but it's for an egotistical purpose. Her highest here is D-sharp information and C-sharp justice. So those are the two emotions that she puts on less have an outcome. But when you look at her numbers, and it, this is not hers. Hers is totally filled. I don't know where that's coming from. And we've had this all day long, too, people distorting articles. Let me see if I can find her real one. I'm not going to know which way is up by the end of the day. Because this is really a problem here, that people will go in and look at this and change things. Okay, the other person, okay, help me here. He ran for president. I should know his name. He was in Congress. He ran on the Libertarian Tea Party ticket. Ron Paul. Okay. Gwen Olson is another one. And we've had her on the show several times. And she talks about Big Pharma. But her voice, see how full her voice is? Lots of spontaneousness, but she was on the radio. Intellectual, F sharp, a balance between perception and action. But this is the real telltale thing. Look at how every octave is connected. That's somebody telling you the truth. Let me see if I can find Ron Paul. Ron Paul was talking about assassinations. Trump. Well, it looks like most of Ron Paul's have been erased. There's his intellectual. And the rest of it's been erased. Somebody hacked into my lab, into my office computer, and just mixed and mangled things. Let's see if we can find it. Select a program to open. Okay, let's open it with in. JKLMN. Well, that's hard to believe that that has been just taken off my computer. I really shouldn't be having dead time here, but there it is in front of my face. My computer won't go anywhere. I'm trying to open that article, and it's taking me to my new briefcase. That's crazy. Take my word for it. Ron Paul has a very similar kind of vocal print. I don't think I can find anything here. If I did *.vpf, it might come up. No, just a lot of junk. When you see somebody's vocal print that is full of the numbers, and to get to the numbers, you hit the little columns. It's red, yellow, and green columns. And that's the way you change on the actual program. This is just a picture. From the columnar view to the numeric view. And when you see everything connected and mostly filled in, you know that person is telling you the truth. And a lot of times it will be the whole truth. When you see people who have vocal prints, and I'm going to open some here in a minute, and we'll just look and see. Cancel that. Okay, we're going to open some vocal prints. Now see, it just took me to nowhere. It didn't take me to VPF files like it should have. So if I do star dot VPF, it should take me to VPF files. And it's not. I don't know what else to do here. There's blocked attempts. There's been a firewall. I'm getting a message here. Network blocked threats from ARP poisoning attack. Anybody know what ARP poisoning attack is? Let me see. VPF files. Let's see if they're in WAV files. Here's a VPF file. Al Sharpton, would you like to see his? Somebody has moved all the VPF files over to a WAV file. I just guessed. There's Al Sharpton. Words, noted E, words for a purpose. You know who Al Sharpton is? He's that little teeny Danny Rooster kind of guy who talks about, I can't even remember all the stupid stuff he says, but it's just silliness. Here's how you trade into words to numbers. See the scattering? Very, very little on the bottom line. There's a lack of gut-level integrity. Where is his stuff? In female giving, that might be good, but he talks to God. He's got all this stuff at the top. With his ego and to help others, but his highest score is in fantasy, 226 in information, fantasy. And the next one is 194 in fantasy that he's helping others. He thinks his message will be helping others, but he doesn't believe his message himself. That's how you'd interpret that. So is Al Sharpton a real person, true person? No, he's playing a role. It's just a show to him. Okay, let's look at Hillary. You want to see Hillary? Nah, I don't want to see Hillary. Anti-GMO guy, Brittany Carl Manconi. Who else do you see here at the VPF files?
How about Christy? Was Christy a VPF?
Chris Christie? I don't think this is him.
Okay.
A special guest. Did we have a guest by the name of Christy?
Not that I know of. Could have been, though.
They're all right-brained. They lack integrity. You've just seen people who lack foundation. This guy lacks foundation, whoever it is. Might be a girl. They're all right-brained because they're on the right side of the chart. F sharp to B is right-brained, so they tell good stories. A good story that's a lie is usually up in fantasy in minus one. The highest score here is 103 for a controlling purpose physical. For a physical controlling purpose. A balance between perception and action for controlling outcome. I have the hiccups here. to see any other names here you'd like to look at. Dave Stein.
You could look at Monica Lewinsky.
Where is she?
See her go
see
by
that?
Up a little? Yeah, up a little above Nancy. Yeah,
Monica
you have a VPF 1 and 2. I don't know what the difference is.
Okay. Lacks foundation. A bit scattered. Justice is her thing. Look at that. 260 in fantasy about justice.
Wow.
So she may be thinking what she is out doing is really going to make a difference for other people and support them. But that's her highest score. Next highest score, 109 in the male octave of control, F. Creating something to be carried out that takes perception and balance it with action. So you look at those two notes. But she too is scattered and without foundation. I was going to look at Obama down here. If you see anybody.
Who's the pro-GMO lady? Oh, that's on a live show. Okay. She really believes it. Wow.
Yeah,
she has a foundation.
But look at this big void. 435. My information is fantasy, but I'm presenting it to you as the truth. And she has this great big void, just like Lisa Fayed. Lisa Fayed is the woman that went into California and all of these shows and tried to say, that's just how to deal with it. New stuff coming out. That's the same one. About Gardasil, too. Keep watch. Help us get this out to the public. Here's. Okay, this is Bill Blaxel. Not very well spoken, kind of stumbly mumbly. California resident, has children. Lisa Fayed claims to be a patient advocate. And claims that it's okay for 12-year-old girls in school to take a Gardasil shot that could kill them without their parents' permission. Now here's Lisa Fayed. Emotional, it's okay for everybody. And look at this big void, just like the GMO lady. A big void right in the middle. Left fantasy, right, I don't even know what, she thinks she's doing it for the right reason.
Well, her fantasy numbers are also amazingly high on the left. Wow.
Absolutely. But look at poor Bill Blaxall here. Almost everything filled in, but look where it is. Incredibly strong foundation.
And nothing else. Yikes.
A little bit of ego and fantasy. He's probably scared because he couldn't talk very well. And the other is D, 57, in that fantasy layer that what I'm saying to you I think will help. But strong, strong foundation. So go to the Vimeo videos, and somebody has hacked them also. What it says is not what you're seeing. So report everything that you see. Report all the blasts. Our website has been totally screwed over. Change of colors, change of words, typos to make things mean something totally different. So please report it all to me so we can try to help get it fixed, because we're here to help you. So let us know how we can do that and how we can get the information to you. Thank you very much for listening and being here and being part of the show. I think working together we can make a difference and put the power back in the hands of the people. I don't ever want to hear of another nurse being arrested for following the law. I don't want to ever hear a mother intimidated because she won't give her child a shot that's not been tested. And I think that's where this is coming from. We went against what the government was trying to say about Kim Jong-un. We went against vaccines. We went against GMOs. We're for the people, and that puts us in a position of being attacked. So you, the people, can help us. And Richard is telling us that Blog Talk Radio just dropped us. So there we go again, and I'll render this just as soon as I can, and we'll go from there.